What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Mufti Mink is a Dirty Muslim. Now, for those of you who may or may not know, Mufti Mink is a Muslim scholar. He's on YouTube of all places, and he is super popular. He is considered one of the top Muslim scholars in the world. And recently, this Mufti, now the word Mufti, okay, the word Mufti in Islam means it's a religious title. It's a very, very high religious title. It's kind of like the equivalent of rabbi in a way. So just like, you know, rabbi in Judaism is a high title, Mufti is also a high title in Islam. So Mufti Mink is like saying Rabbi Ben Haim, okay? It's like saying Dr. Smith, right? So Mufti is a high title. Mink, I think Mink is his last name or first name. I don't care. I don't know. Guys, what do I tell you? Okay, never take my word for anything. Do your own damn research, okay? Go in Google, type in Mufti Mink, M-U-F-T-I space M-E-N-K. So, why is Mufti Mink a dirty Muslim? So, Mufti Mink, he recently had a dinner with a top Zionist rabbi. Now, this Zionist rabbi, he's all for murdering innocent people, okay? So, we have this Muslim hypocrite who is telling us, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, and yet he goes and has dinner with the sworn enemy. Now, Mufti Mink, he was like, oh, I had no idea he was a Zionist, nobody told me. Well, guess what? It turns out a couple of years ago, this dirty Muslim officiated a Hindu wedding in Kashmir. For those of you who may or may not know, Kashmir is kind of like the Palestine of India. You know, I think the Pakistanis say we have it. The Hindus say we have it. You know, Muslims and Hindus, you know, they hate one another. Even the Sikhs don't like the Hindus. So this dirty Muslim, he officiated the wedding of the enemy. Now, personally, guys, I don't care if you're Jew, Christian, Hindu. I just care if you are a good person or not, okay? You know, Islam tells us that the good person is a good person without religion. All religion is simply guidance. That's all religion is. It doesn't change who you are. If you are a dirty Jew, dirty Christian, dirty Hindu, dirty whatever, you're just a dirty person. Now, my problem with these dirty religious folks is that they're always saying, you know, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, you know, praise Jesus, but in reality, they are the most hypocritical people on the face of the planet. And you want to know why religious people are some of the most corrupt people on the face of the planet? Imagine this, all right? Imagine this, okay? Imagine you are a cybersecurity expert. You know how to stop viruses and people hacking other people's computer, right? Well, guess what? You can turn all that around and become a very, very horrible hacker yourself. Okay, these religious people, because they read religion, they know how evil people can act. So all they have to do to be dirty is simply say, ah, okay. Like, for example, let me give you a good example with the Jews. Okay, usury, aka interest, aka riba in Arabic, is haram. Okay, usury, for those of you who don't know, is lending money out on interest, okay? Riba, aka usury, aka interest, it's haram in Judaism, it's haram in Christianity, and it's haram in Islam. Yet, the biggest lenders out there are what? Dirty, dirty Jews. Why? Because they know. Thanks to religion, they know if you want to cause corruption, then all you have to do is simply pervert the religion. Let me say that one more time. If you want to cause corruption on a massive scale, all you have to do is simply pervert religion. Now, for those of you who don't know, you know, this is kind of a history lesson. America was founded by Protestants, okay? Now, Protestants, for those of you who don't know, they're called Protestants for a reason. They protested the Church of England. You see, when the printing press was made, and now books can be printed rather than, you know, written by hand over years, the Christians who relied on the Pope and on the archbishops, now they were able to read the Bible on their own. So when they read the Bible, they're like, holy moly, this Pope, these archbishops, they are the total and complete opposite of what God is telling us. And that's when they went to the King of England and they're like, yo man, we're not going to accept that. In fact, one of the early Christians said, not early, but you know, like 400 or 500 years ago, said that the Pope is the devil incarnate. You guys need to look up, you know, Christians, real Christians like William Tyndale, Martin Luther. When I say Martin Luther, I'm not talking about, you know, the homosexual black guy. No. That guy was a Zionist puppet. I'm talking about the real Martin Luther. You know, real Christians, Martin Luther, William Tyndale, they hated the Pope. They hated the church. Why? Because the church, in order to take advantage of people who didn't know any better, they became dirty, dirty Christians. The Pope is the dirtiest Christian of all time. Again, the Pope was called the devil reincarnate. Look it up, guys. William Tyndale, Martin Luther, John Wycliffe. I know there's some rapper out there by the name of John Wycliffe or some shit like that. Martin Luther, John Wycliffe, those are original Christians. You know, when you think of Martin Luther, you guys think of the homosexual, perverted, gay, black man, you know, 50, 60 years ago. You know, the guy who said, I have a dream, right? No. There's a real Martin Luther. There's a real John Wycliffe, you know. There's a reason why dirty Christians, dirty Jews try to hide the authentic Christians. It's because they don't want people to know the truth, you know. The word kafir, guys, you know, the word kafir, which you guys translate to infidel. You know what the word kafir means? The word kafir means to cover up, okay? The best definition of the word kafir was given by the Jewish priest, Yossi Mizrahi. Listen, Jews know what a kafir is. Kafir means to cover up. And Yossi Mizrahi said, this is the equivalent of painting over something, okay? For example, the car I'm driving, it's gray. Now imagine I paint this car red and I sell it off as a red hot car. Guess what? That is wrong. That is, I don't know if it's a criminal act, but you know what? I can be sued over it. Unless, of course, I tell you I painted over the car. You know, I don't even know if you can actually paint over cars a different color from what it came out from the manufacturer. But I know for a fact, you know, that a couple of years ago, a dealer got sued because they sold the car one color, but in reality, they actually covered up the original manufacturer color. So for example, let's say the car was blue, they sold it off as a red car, and when the owner found out, hey man, they painted over the manufacturer's color, original color, he sued them, and he was successful to do that. So just imagine this, guys. You can get sued. Heck, you might even face criminal liability if you paint over a car and you sell it as authentic color when in reality it's not. So imagine when it comes to religion, when you cover up the truth. This is why I say the most hypocritical people out there are the religious people. You know, Mufti Mink, George Soros, you know, the Pope, they probably know religion more than I do, yet they pervert it for worldly gains. Now the problem is people like Mufti Mink is that when they start out, they might start out with a good heart, but as they get more popular, the money starts flowing in, they become famous, you know, they find themselves sitting with the rulers of the United Arab Emirates, you know, they change their tune, okay? Now, this dirty Muslim, Mufti Mink, he was invited to a Ramadan iftar in the UAE. That's the United Arab Emirates. That's where they have Abu Dhabi. They have Abu Dhabi. They have Dubai over in the UAE. So he is sitting with all these dirty Muslim rulers. And he was like, yes, let's normalize ties with the Jewish state. Bro, are you fucking retarded? Normalize ties with the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel? Look, I have no problem with religion. I don't care if you're Hindu, Muslim, Christian, whatever. I don't care about that, you know. Some of my best friends driving cab back in LA were Sikhs, you know. I just care about, are you a good person or a bad person? You know, the only free will you and I have is whether we are going to be good people or dirty people. For example, when I go fishing every day, you guys see that? That's my fishing rod, right? I go fishing every night at the river, right? I want to catch snook, trout, bluefish, redfish, but I end up catching catfish. Do you think I want to catch catfish? Hell no, I don't. But I don't have the power over what type of fish I'm gonna catch, right? Just like you don't have power over what type of, over the amount of money you will make. But you and I, the only thing that you and I have power over, are we gonna be good people or dirty people, right? Islam tells us religion doesn't change who you are. If you are a good person, you're going to be a good person without religion or with religion. You know, all religion does is that it simply offers you guidance. Let me say that one more time. All religion does is that it offers you guidance. Guys, I am sick and tired of all these hypocrites who come out, especially the woman, man. You got this woman who come out and say, oh, I was a prostitute, I slept around with billions of guys, and then I found Allah, yeah, at the age of 30 when Shadron is no longer calling you again. Come on, man, you didn't find Allah, you just got thrown off the cock carousel, and now you're looking for some weak, pathetic beta male to wife you up, okay? You know, religion does not change who you are. If you're a good person, you're a good person. If you're a dirty person, you're a dirty person. All religion can offer you is guidance. It simply does not change who you are. Now, another thing to keep in mind, guys, about religion, and this is one of the reasons why I like being forward with you, you know. I told you a couple of months back, my last day in Bucharest, Romania, I was about to fuck Yogi Ob's sister, but I decided not to last minute. Now I'm going to be making a video about that. You know, I get a lot of Muslims out there who tell me, Amr, you're not a good Muslim. Wah. Guys, I would rather go down as a dirty Jew than a good Muslim. Why? It's all because of these Muslim hypocrites who are like, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Listen, Ain't none of you guys out there can say Amr is a hypocrite. I told you guys, I was at the freaking brothel about to boink Yogi Yob's sister, okay? What are you guys gonna say? Oh, he a hypocrite? What do I tell you on this channel all the time? If she's a dirty, dirty hoe, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's all you do with women. Now, I'm not a big fan of one-night stands and shit like that, but hey, man, I understand, right? So, I would rather not be considered a hypocrite. If that means I have to be a dirty Jew, I would rather go down as a dirty Jew than a good Muslim. And this is the fault of Muslims out there. You know, if somebody says, yo, Amr, you know, let's say God says, hey, Amr, I'm going to give you one wish. If you go like this, you can either exterminate Arabs or exterminate Zionist. Who do you exterminate? I would exterminate the Arabs, and I'm gonna tell you why. You see, Christians are misguided, Jews have incurred the wrath of God, Muslim people, on the other hand, God in the Quran says to the Muslims, I have perfected your religion. This is why there are no more religion, this is why there are no more prophets, because God's job is done. And for you to become a dirty, dirty Muslim, that makes you the worst person on the face of the planet. You know, I have a lot of people out there who say, Omar, you never been to Dubai. Listen, guys, I don't like Arabs. You know, I tried living in Egypt for, you know, a couple of years, you know. My own motherfucking cousin stole money from me, and then when I came to America, he sold off the restaurant and pocketed like $8,000, okay? My own wife tried to take over our parents' villa, you know, claiming that I was a fuckboy who took her motherfucking virginity. Arabs are scum. Now, just for the record, I'm not talking about all Arabs, okay? Kind of like I don't talk about all Indian people being curry sales, but the vast majority of them are, you know. In fact, God in the Quran says the worst people, you know, the people who are most against the Salihun, against the righteous, are Arabs. It's right there in the Quran, guys. God himself says Arabs are the worst when it comes to religion. It's right there in the Quran, even though the Quran was given to Arabs, okay? This is why you have all these dirty, dirty Arab leaders sucking the balls of the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. They want to normalize ties with the Zionists. Look, guys, I have no problem if you're a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Sikh. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. As long as you're a good person, that's all that fucking matters. But when you try to normalize relationship with terrorists, murderers, what does that say about you? And the thing is, these Arab motherfuckers aren't even trying to hide it anymore, you know? In the past, you know, the Arab government would say, fuck Israel, free Palestine. Now, they're simply, you know, sucking the balls of the Zionists. It's like, come on, man. You're not even trying to hide your hate for God, his prophet, and his followers. I mean, what does that say about it? And again, guys, this is why I don't go to Arab countries, you know. It's like, look, believe it or not, Islam tells us in Akhir al-Ayyam, end of days, the Arab population is going to be decimated. And here's something most of you guys don't know. In these Arab countries like Emirates, like 90%+ of their people took the Scamarona shot, you know. It is said that about 85% of Western nations are fully vaccinated. Let me say that one more time. 85% of Western nations are fully vaccinated. You know, you guys remember a couple of years ago when TFM said 85% of people out there are blue pill cucks and only 15% are red pilled, and there's no way we can fight the 85% of blue pillers because they outnumber us? Well, guess what? Do you guys find it a coincidence that 85% of the Western population took the Scamarona shot? These dumb motherfuckers are offing their own selves, you know? Now, the Zionists are saying, oh, look, there's a new liver disease that's affecting young children. I wonder how this disease came along. I don't know, maybe it's because they were injected with multiple Scamarona vaccines. So, the Zionists are offing the Goyim, and the Goyim, for the most part, they love it, man. You know, to this very day, guys, to this very day, there are Muslims out there who wear the mask. There are Muslims out there who stand 6 feet apart in prayer, you know. God, in the Quran, Islam tells us, when we pray, we stand shoulder to shoulder, so Satan doesn't get by us. Yet you have these Muslims, they got the mask on, and they're standing like 6 feet apart. Come on, man. I mean, I've been saying this is a scam pretty much from day number one, yet you got Muslims out there who totally believe in the scam. Guys, summun bukman umyun wala ya'qulun, deaf, dumb, and blind. And they do not think. You see, the Zionists, they can't have you walking around blind for obvious reasons. They don't want you to wear earmuffs because that means you'll probably end up, you know, thinking for yourself. So they don't have you walking around wearing earmuffs, not hearing the bullshit they say. So what do? They muzzle you. This is why the US government wants to reinstate mask mandates, even though a judge found it to be unconstitutional. You know, wearing a mask is subservience to Satan and his followers. You know, this is why a lot of Muslims do it to this very day. It's because deep down they are Satanist. In fact, there probably were more Muslims out there saying take the Scamarona shot than there were Christians saying it, you know. And I have to admit, guys, you know, Christians are actually waking up, while, you know, Christians are going up little by little when it comes to, like, hey, this doesn't seem right. Yet the Muslim people, you know, they're taking the whole Scamarona thing hook, line, and sinker, you know, with the exception of Sheikh Imran Hussein and me, who in the Muslim world actually talks about the Scamarona vaccines, Zionist, shit like that. Very few Muslims do. With the exception of me and Imran Hussein, I haven't seen anybody talk about Zionism and Scamarona vaccines, yet more and more Christians are talking about it, and these are Christians who are getting kicked off of, you know, YouTube and Twitter, and they're like, fuck it, man, we'll just go elsewhere. But yeah, these Muslims out there, they're like, oh, no, we cannot talk about hijabis, we cannot talk about Zionism, we cannot talk about anything that goes against the mainstream media, because we want to stay on YouTube so we can make money, become popular, and shit like that. So, you know, this is one of the reasons why I, Amr Mitwali, don't try to go back on YouTube. You know, a lot of people who get kicked off of YouTube or they get censored on YouTube, they start all over again, but they do it under a different guise, so they don't have to worry about censoring them. They don't have to worry about getting kicked off again. Not with me, Amr Mitwali. I say the fucking truth. Dirty Jew, dirty Christian, dirty Muslim, I have no problem saying that. You know, the Scamarona vaccine, Scamarona is a scam. Yes, coronavirus is real. That's where the flu and common cold comes from. Yes, this version of coronavirus is more serious than, you know, the common cold. And that's because Fettuccine paid the Chinese $4 million to mutate the virus. You know, Fettuccine did admit that he used gain-of-function research to mutate the coronavirus. You know, the coronavirus, guys, was supposed to be a real dangerous virus. It was supposed to be released in 2025. But what does God in the Quran say to the dirty Jews? You're always kindling the fire of war. I'm always extinguishing that fire for you. So with Scamarona, you know, a good Samaritan, he lit it out of the lab early, and now the Zionists are like, oh shit, you know, we don't have digital currency in place, we don't have chip implants in place. Now the Zionists are in panic mode, you know, because they're like, if the Goyim find out what's going on, they're gonna slaughter us all. You know, guys, what have I been telling you for the past couple of years, even way before Scamarona? If you, the Goyim, knew what I knew, a fraction of what I knew about the Zionist, we will be walking in knee-high Zionist blood. And this is why the Zionists right now, you know, they want to censor you, they want to take your bank account, they want to throw you in jail. It's not because they're powerful, it's simply because they are in panic mode. And Islam tells us that in the end of days, Zionists will be exterminated. Let me say that one more time. Islam tells us that the Zionists will be exterminated by the Salihun, by the righteous, okay? Whether I'm here or not, whether you are here or not, it's going to happen, okay? Now, for the time being, guys, what do I tell you? Get your money right, leave the West, and fuck hot bitches. You guys need to understand, okay? When it comes time to exterminate the Zionists and their minions, America is going to be over. You know, Western civilization, as we all know, is going to collapse. You guys need to understand. An animal is at its most dangerous right before it dies. An empire is at its most dangerous right before it dies. Collapses, okay? So what you guys need to understand is very simple. What you guys want to do for the time being is that you want to get out of the West, okay? Until the West collapses, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, okay? That's all you guys out there need to do. So the conclusion of this video, guys, is that Muslims are sadly and unfortunately the biggest hypocrites out there. I know a lot of people out there, they like Mufti Meng, they're like, whoa, he has good knowledge. But guys, once somebody outs themselves as a hypocrite, that's it. Cut all ties with them, you know. Don't say, well, I'm gonna listen to Mufti Mink, you know, from 5-10 years ago. Once you discover somebody is a hypocrite, cut all ties with them. Do not watch their video, do not take pity on them. You guys have to understand, okay? Islam tells us on Judgment Day, when people are sent to heaven and hellfire, people are going to see scholars, so-called Muslim scholars, at the bottom of the hellfire doing mill work. For those of you who don't know, back in the day, to grind wheat, they would have a mill work, a grindstone, I guess, and they would have a donkey, like, go around the mill work or in circles, right? That's how they grinded wheat back in the day. So on Judgment Day, Muslim scholars, same thing with Christians and Jews, okay, they're gonna be at the bottom of the hellfire doing mill work, grinding wheat. I honestly don't know if they're gonna be grinding wheat or not. Probably not. They're just gonna be going through the motion of going around the mill work like a donkey, okay? And the people are gonna say, hey, that was a great Muslim, Christian, Jewish scholar. What are they doing in the bottom of the hellfire in a humiliating position like a fucking donkey? God is gonna say, on the outside to you guys, they said, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. But the reality of the matter is, they were hypocrites, okay? So, if you're a hypocrite, God is going to send you to hellfire. So, once you find out somebody is a hypocrite, cut all ties with that person. Everything they did, their work becomes null and void, you know? Sheikh Imran Hussein says all the time, you know, there were times I, you know, referring to himself, Sheikh Imran Hussein, you know, there were times Sheikh Imran Hussein was wrong. And he had to correct himself simply because, you know, he got new knowledge, he understood the situation better. It's okay for you to make mistakes in religion and then come out and say, yo man, I made a mistake, let me correct myself. It's totally fine. In fact, Islam tells us if you make a decision in religion, even though it's not the right decision, but your heart is in the right place, you get one reward. If you make the right decision and it really is the right decision, you will get double the reward. So it's perfectly okay to make a mistake in religion as long as your heart is in the right place. And of course, you have to be able to correct yourself once you better understand the situation. Now, when you have these dirty Muslims like Mufti Mink, you know, having a iftar with a freaking Zionist on the behalf of dirty Arabs, on the behalf of the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, there is no way you can walk this back. You know, Mufti Mink, he's trying to walk it back by saying, oh, I don't know, I didn't know he was a Zionist. You know, somebody invited me to an iftar and I went there and I took some pictures. I didn't know he was a Zionist. Bull fucking shit, motherfucker. You know, a couple of years ago, Mufti Mink officiated a Hindu in Kashmir with a Hindu. For those of you guys who don't know, Kashmir is kind of like the Palestine of India. The Pakistani Muslims, they say it's ours. The Indian Hindus say it's ours, and you know, they're killing each other over there. And this Mufti Mink officiated the Hindu of a enemy of Islam, a Hindu who kills Muslims. And back then, he tried to walk it off by saying, I didn't know he was a Hindu, sorry. And now he's trying to do the same thing again by saying, oh, I didn't know that this rabbi so-and-so was a murdering Zionist. Bullshit, motherfucker. You knew you were shaking hands and you were sponsoring the enemies of God. You knew that. But you did it because of money. You did it because of fame, okay? This is what we now have in the Muslim community, guys. A lot of these Muslim guys out there, you know, there are a lot of Muslims out there who are getting censored, kicked off of mainstream platforms like YouTube, Patreon, and, you know, some Muslims are going to say, you know what, I'm going to change my tune. You know, I'm going to become a male feminist. I'm going to, you know, talk about making peace with the Zionist. Guys, do not sell this. Do not sell the afterlife for worldly gains. Let me say this one more time. Do not sell your afterlife for worldly gains. You know, because this world is temporary, okay? The afterlife is permanent, you know. So what if they kick you off of YouTube? So what if they kick you off of Patreon? It happened to all of us, you know? Hey, I'm doing well. I was kicked off of YouTube. I pretty much am not active on Patreon anymore because of their censorship. And, you know, I'm doing well. You know, granted, unlike a certain PUA who will remain nameless, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, you know. I'm not eating steak and lobsters every night, but I'm doing well. You know, listen. Suffering, struggling, sacrificing in the name of God is actually the best form of jihad. Let me say that one more time. Suffering, struggling, sacrificing is the best form of jihad. Why? Because it actually shows where you stand. It actually shows where you care. These hypocrites out there, you know, these rabbis, these muftis, these fucking popes who live in opulence, they have no share in the afterlife. Whatever deeds they did, the reward they got in this world, you know. The Prophet Muhammad, he used to sleep on a floor that had palms stuck in front. Let me show you. You guys see that tree behind me over there? Actually, over there. There it is. See, that's a palm tree, okay? See the branch? See the branches of the palm tree? There it is. That's a palm tree right there, up there behind me, okay? That's a palm tree. The Prophet Muhammad would actually sleep on the leaves of these trees because they lived in the middle of the desert, and you know, it was either that or hot sand and rock. So it was better for them to sleep on the leaves of a palm tree than it is to sleep on the hot ground. And what happened is that one of the top Muslims said to the Prophet Muhammad, "You are the ruler of the faithful, yet Caesar is living in opulence, and here you are living in squalor." And the Prophet Muhammad said to him, "Caesar got his reward in this world. We get our reward in the hereafter." So all of these people out there, guys, who live an opulent life, and they tell you, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, praise Jesus, you know, I'm the greatest Jew on the face of the planet. They got their reward in this world, but in the hereafter, they're gonna be in the hell fire. So the bottom line here, guys, that I want you to understand once and for all, is that we are going to see a lot of dirty Jews, Christians, Muslims who are coming out, and they're no longer hiding it, man. You know, dirty Jews, dirty Muslims, dirty Christians, you know, they're no longer hiding it, you know. In the past, they would say, "Oh, I love all mankind. Oh, I want to make peace." But now, you know, the Zionist-controlled media came out the other day writing an article saying, in order for us to fight climate change, the human population has to be reduced to 1 billion. They're not even hiding the fact that they want to exterminate 90% of the people, you know. And that's something you guys have to understand. Pharaoh was at his most arrogant right before the Red Sea came down on him. Let me say that one more time. Pharaoh, when he was chasing after us Israelites, you know, Pharaoh believed he was God. And then when the sea parted, he actually believed he was God. He was at the height of his arrogance right before the sea fell on him. And when the sea fell on him, Pharaoh said, I now believe in the God of Moses. And God replied to him and said, too late, buddy. It's over for you. You're going to the hellfire. So the Zionists and their minions, they're going to become more and more arrogant as time goes by. You're going to see Zionists and their minions saying, hey, for the benefit of humanity, you guys have to live in pods and eat. You guys have to live in pods and eat bugs. Somebody's calling me, and when somebody calls me, guys, I think that my phone doesn't record audio. Let me shut this down. Alright, guys, so somebody was trying to call me, and when somebody tries to call me, the phone doesn't pick up audio. Okay, there we go. We got the light back on. So like I was saying, guys, the Zionists, a lot like Pharaoh, they're only going to become more and more arrogant because in their mind, in their brain, hey, we are winning. They actually think that they are winning. These Zionists, they are totally oblivious. You know, God in the Quran says, La yasharun. La yasharun means they're oblivious. These Zionists and their minions, they're totally oblivious to the fact that God is just waiting to knock them the fuck out. You know, in fact, God in the Quran says, those who live like Pharaoh will go down like Pharaoh. And like I said, guys, Pharaoh was at his highest in evil and arrogance right before the sea came down on him. And when the sea came down on Pharaoh, he could not escape it. There was no going back. So these Zionists out there, the Mark Zuckerberg, the George Soros, their minions like Fettuccini and Biden, when God's punishment finally comes to them, there is no protecting themselves, and there is no, oh shit, I fucked up. Can you forgive me, God? Too late, buddy, okay? So what you guys out there need to understand, okay, things are systematically gonna get worse. The Zionists are systematically, and their minions, of course, they're systematically gonna become more and more tyrannical. So what you guys need to do is, again, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. That's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!